let's talk about something which is only slightly more important than musicals in
Nothing is more important than culture.
Nothing is more, except apparently for water, which is also fairly important. I don't know about you. It seems as though the good people of the Eastern Cape have very little of it, and there are some moves afoot to try and help them out. So let's find out, because you would think that we would be getting more coverage about this. I have seen a little bit, but perhaps not as much as we should have, given how serious it is. Leanne is from Kadena, which, well, let's start with that. Leanne, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM. Tell us, who is Kadena? What are you guys? And what is going on in the Eastern Cape?
All right. Good morning. And wishing you all a Chag Sameach during the Sukkot. So Kadena, we've been on the show a few times before during the crises that happened in Mozambique, but basically a non-profit organization which was established on the Jewish principles of Tikkun Olam. Mm-hmm. And this cannot come at a time. It's incredibly depressing and incredibly astounding that no one knows, or there's very little information out there in the media, what is going on in the Eastern Cape at the moment.
Right.
So we are a humanitarian aid and disaster relief organization which aid vulnerable communities in times of natural disasters, man-made disasters, emergencies, etc. And what is going down in the Eastern Cape is, it's on the verge of becoming a mass humanitarian crisis. There is no water. I'm sure many of the listeners traveled through the small town of Graaffreinet on their way to their garden route holidays. Currently there is day zero happening now there.
Sure.
It was covered a lot in the media when it was, approaching day zero in Cape Town, but day zero has arrived in the Eastern Cape. And the Nkweba Dam, which feeds the main water sources in Graaffreinet, has run dry. There are dead fish all over. The little water that was available through boreholes is drying up. And the municipal water that is coming through the taps is not fit for human consumption. There's E. coli present in it. The water's salty, it's murky, etc. It's a mass humanitarian crisis. And people aren't talking about it.
Yeah, so, as you say, we have had this issue with Cape Town, and other parts of the country just don't seem to get the same attention, whether it's Giani in Limpopo or indeed Graaffreinet in the Eastern Cape. Water is a problem all over the country. It's not just the big urban areas. 519. Howard, you were just about to ask a question.
I was going to ask the question on, is this drought or is this poor management?
This is the worst drought that the region has seen in over 1,000 years. And due to poor management and no steps were taken in the last decade, I'd say, that this could have probably been avoided. Or they could have probably brought in some international technology and, made some sort of water reserve to address this problem. But now it's come down to that it's been reported people are starting to fight over water. Community members in the broader Graaffreinet region have been breaking into municipal drains to gather what stagnant water remains in those drains.
So what do we do? What's the solution?
So there are two solutions. There's a short-term solution and a long-term solution. In the short term, what Kadena wants to do is that we want to get our team down there. We want to do an assessment of the communities down there, get a greater understanding of the dynamics that are occurring there. There is a very well-known humanitarian aid organization currently operating in the area. They are drilling boreholes. The problem with that is that the water table is so low, so the boreholes are only going to provide water for a certain amount of time. It's not a long-term solution. And the water that is coming up from those boreholes is not actually fit for human consumption. It's got E. coli in it. The water is going through these rusty pipes, so it comes out the taps. It's murky. It's salty. No human should be drinking it.
So do we need to ship in water?
So that
water tankers.
So the municipality is doing that at the moment, in the Beznodia municipality in Graaffreinet. However, that water too, has had results of E. coli being present in it. So what Kadena wants to do is we want to get down there. We have these incredible water filters. That one water filter can filter up to 800 liters a day of water. It can take out E. coli, cholera, all the nasties that we shouldn't be drinking. And each water filter can last up to 5 years if it's maintained correctly and installed correctly. Each water filter costs roughly about 500 rand. And so what we want to do as a short-term solution, we want to send the Cadena team down there, do an assessment, install as many water filters as possible across the community so that this little water they are drinking and are getting from the municipality is that it won't cause then a health disaster.
So why aren't you doing it?
We're not doing it because, as with most nonprofits, funding. We're appealing now to the community, you know, to help us, to go to visit our Facebook page, Cadena South Africa.
But you want the money?
We need money. We need money.
How much are you looking for?
So we need about 30,000 rand to pull the short-term project off. We want to send down our head of operations, as well as a volunteer to do an assessment, to distribute and educate the communities about these water filters. And really, it's to stop a major health disaster from breaking out. This is the last thing we need, is that community starts suffering from diarrhea, etc. Okay. In the long term, we are looking at using Israeli technology to bring to the region, to literally draw water out of the air. This is going to be our long-term solution. This is what we are driving towards. And this will make a real long-lasting, sustainable impact on their community. So we're in talks with a few companies and a few big sponsors. And please God that it's Sukkot. And there's this deep connection between water and Sukkot. And it's the festival where we celebrate the drawing of water and bringing the water to the altar. It's no coincidence that, I'm on the show now discussing this between now and Sukkot. And also, I'd just like to ask the listeners, those who say the prayer on Shemini Atzeret is the pray for rain. And if you could keep the communities of the Eastern Cape of Graaff-Reinet in your mind and in your prayers, you know, and let's let the broader South Africa know that the Jewish community of Johannesburg and the Jewish community of South Africa is concerned and wants to do something and wants to show up and wants to be there.
Does the municipality want your help?
The municipality wants as much help as they can get.
So you have the mayor behind you. The mayor has said to you, this is a project, I fully back, please come in and help.
So we still in baby steps. We do have the help of a local liaison on the ground there who is working with the municipality and that. The municipality currently is incredibly overwhelmed. They have over 10,000 people, and I'm just talking about the Graaff-Reinet region and the informal settlements around Graaff-Reinet, which is about 10,000 community members in those settlements. You know, he's dealing with the immediate crises at the moment. So when we do eventually approach him with our full project proposal, saying that this is the machines we want to bring in, this is the infrastructure we need, we do currently have a liaison on the ground to work, you know, as the middleman between us and the municipality. That's also, it's very important that there will be the correct infrastructure, security, power sources to run these machines, but everything needs to be taken into consideration. Absolutely. Bureaucracy, unfortunately, is the
part of the game. So how can people be part of the solution? If they want to donate, if they want to find out more, where can they go? I'm assuming that you have on your Facebook information where people can see articles about the crisis, can see different ways to assist.
Absolutely. So community members, listeners can go onto our Facebook page, Cadena South Africa, C-A-D-E-N-A South Africa. We also have an Instagram account, Cadena_SA. On our Facebook page is a donate now button. So please click that. Even, you know, any donation from 18 rand to 180 rand to 1800 rand, you know, can make the biggest difference. One donation of 500 rand will buy a community a water filter, which will last for the next 5 years. So at the moment, that is how we need people to get involved. If people want to get involved in other ways with Cadena, with our other projects, local projects, please sign up on our volunteer sheet. And let's move forward positively for the rest of the year, and let's really embrace this holy time of Sukkot. And whatever help you can offer, it would be greatly appreciated.
I mean, what do you say about this, then, that you're running into these kind of problems in Johannesburg as well?
So It is. It's pretty scary that the water crisis is affecting major metropolises as well as rural areas. You know, Kadena, we unfortunately can't get involved in the local Johannesburg municipality, and we might be able to put in a good word or two with a few people we know. But these water shortages and these water outages here are often related to actually electricity outages and not because of the lack of water, but, because the substations trip, and then they can't pump water from the reserves. And also, you know, a common question is also, why are we not helping our own people, and why are we worried about these communities in the Eastern Cape? And Benji, you know, I don't need to remind listeners of the principle of tikkun olam, and that it's an obligation of the Jewish community to repair the world, to go out there and help the less fortunate. And when we hear of people saying that they are going to start killing each other for water, and that they are prepared to drink the dregs of municipal drains, we have to do something. And
right. No, I absolutely hear you. And I just wanted to get in the last few things before people, before we have the end of the show. Sarah's saying we're also trying to sort out the issues. She sent an additional tweet to say that they've actually formed a bit of a community group to try and deal with the issues of electricity. So if you want to be part of Sarah's group, please just email us info@chaifm.com, and we'll pass on those things if you're having those problems. Somebody else saying Graafrenet was once a cute town, but now is having huge issues with bankrupt and corruption. So unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everyone who's been part, Lindiwe, Craig, who pushes the big red buttons, and Zanati. And I'm not going to be with you tomorrow. Howard is back. But because we don't like the nasty anti-democratic things being done to Hong Kong, we are going to finish today with a quote by Winnie the Pooh. And it says, "How lucky am I to have something to say, how lucky I am to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard." And it is so hard to say goodbye because there was so much to talk about in such a short hour. So looking forward to be back on the show whenever it happens to be. But in the meantime,